Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, if you want to go back and listen to the series, especially if you missed episode one of the new year, go to successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Call, and you have access to it right there. We are talking about, you want a new year? Well, there's no new level until it's a new you. No new level until it's a new you. And, you know, obviously we talked about getting your spiritual game up. You got to up-level yourself, spend more time with God. You want more of what he has. That's where you got to start, the source. A lot of people continue to settle for the counterfeit, settle for second best. So if you want to be first, you've got to go to the person who is the author and finisher of your faith, God Almighty. And so today's scripture, you got to go back for tomorrow because, you know what, in this new year, you got to make sure you're putting in the work, putting in the work. You want to take your spot at the top. I cannot take you down the wrong road to make you believe that you can become six, seven-figure earners in this industry without putting in the work. And so today is even talking about immersion and engagement. Immersion and engagement, extremely important. I'm going to be going down a road that's going to lead you to the top, but I am going to tell you something. Most people who have what others don't have is because they were willing to do what others are unwilling to do. And you have to be a willing participant in your success. And so our scripture today is coming out of Proverbs. You know, my boy King Solomon, I love him dearly because this is where I learned a lot about the wisdom and the wisdom that will add all the things that we want out of the kingdom to us, King Solomon. And so Proverbs 12, and that's 24 through 26. This is going to be some really, really strong wisdom for you. Because when we start talking about that you want to immerse and engage at a high level so you can now start getting some big things, we got to go to the Lord for this because some of us are in denial. We're in denial. We believe that we're actually doing work and we're not doing the work necessary. There's a difference. We're not doing the work necessary. Sure, your presence is needed, meaning showing up is part of it, but you've got to actually do the right work. And so we got to go to the Lord there so we can be clarified on what should those things be. And also to say, come on, if we're really resetting, we've got to do some things differently. We've got to do some things differently. Sometimes it's a slight difference. It may not be huge, but for some people, you need a total overhaul, right? And so let's go to the Lord this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're just logging in, we're going to the Lord together. Let's be on one accord, family. Father God, we thank you. We come before you humbly, but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made. Dear Lord, we're thanking you for the opportunity, your grace and your mercy. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your omniscient presence, that you know everything. So we're coming to you, the source. We've been going to all these different places except the source for the information needed to take our spot at the top. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're blessing the hearts and the minds of your servants on this day. Let them be open and willing to receive what you would have to say for them to leave an inheritance for their children's children. Let their mind move away from selfishness and move to selflessness, that they are looking to make major impact, stop making impressions on people and make impact in the kingdom. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are coming into a fresh new season, that it's going to be new because we are going to be renewed every single day, starting with our spirit and our mind. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we will go boldly out there to do exploits in your name. Big things is what we will do. We will settle for nothing less. We're honoring you, oh dear Lord, not only with the fruits of our lips, but we're giving everything unto you. Dear Lord, on this day, we will not be afraid or ever be ashamed of who you are or whose we are. We are not going to be muzzled, oh Father God, as to where our help come from. We're honoring you in everything we do. We want to be out there and be great examples in your name. No more bipolarity. No more will we act like we are in the world and in the kingdom at the same time. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are walking upright, oh Father God, in your name. And for your name's sake, not our own. We're thanking you for the meek rewards that you give us for serving your people at a higher capacity. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're going out and becoming the fishers of men as you have set for us to do. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we are going to start living above and no longer beneath our privileges here in the kingdom. We're accepting nothing less but the best. So we're taking our spot at the top. We're honoring you as you're blessing all the fruits of our labor, as we know that faith without the work is dead. Blessing each and every household that's under the sound of my voice. Let them come on one accord to move mightily in the things of the Lord. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. We say it's a new you. Ain't you tired of faking the funk, acting like you're doing things that's going to take you to the next level? Do you want someone to be up in your face just so that you can now begin to really have success in your business, in your life? Are you looking for the truth? Now, I'm just a messenger, and I want us to go to the Word of God together because, see, some of us, we just want to hear part of the truth, the only part that makes us feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. And if it only makes you feel warm and fuzzy in the inside, there's no correction, there's no growth. And so we start going to Proverbs 12, 24, and 26. We want to talk about what does it take. We're going to get immersed in a culture of greatness, immersed in moving to the top like by force. We won't get tired. You see, when you start getting tired, that tells you that you're operating right there in the flesh. That's why your spirit man has to be built up regularly. When you start working in the spirit of offense, where anything or anybody can knock you off your game, that's telling you right there that you're operating in the flesh. And so your spirit man needs to up level. And so we start talking about moving into immersion and engagement. That's being able to move past the boundaries of what are people going to be thinking about me, moving past the boundaries of if I say the wrong thing. Instead of that, you're going to move in from a place of the heart to say, I am serving the Lord Jesus Christ, and I got to put out there, as soon as I open my mouth, I'm trusting that he is going to say exactly what needs to be said to my prospect. Then when I get in front of the room, when I do whatever it is that I need to do. But guess what? The first thing is you have to do the work. And so Proverbs 12 and 24 says, the hand of the diligent will rule. The hand of the diligent will rule. You want to take your spot at the top? You've got to be diligent. He said, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. So the same work that you're trying to avoid in your older age, you will be forced to still do it. Are we listening here? those who are moving into a new year and still wasting time as if time is waiting on you to get it together, it can't, because there are so many other people who are getting it together. So time has to keep moving forward. Hello, somebody. Good morning. Good morning to you. Are we awake here? So now we start talking about the next verse, 12 and 25. We're in the book of Proverbs if you're just logging in. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word make it glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Now, I got to read that one more time, just straight up for you, right? Go back and read this for yourself, because we're starting off saying that if you want a new level, it ain't happening until there's a new you. And so it's giving you some very clear instructions here. This is success no matter what industry you're in, because it doesn't say, oh, this only works for network marketers. But if you apply these principles and you apply these things here in your life, success is going to happen. Why? Because now you're putting God all in your business. So now when he says again, and obviously King Solomon had to get this from the Lord, right? From the wisdom. He says, but the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word make it glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Now, as we start talking about immersion, we said you got to work on your spirit man. Because why? Because when these words come forth for you here at Power Start Your Day, if you are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth, it will sound like babble to you. It will sound like, what is this lady talking about? And what does this have to do with being successful in network marketing? But the question I have for you, or are you seeing the success that you want to see in your life? And if you're doing it without God, please hit me up and give me the secret. Now, I need you guys to pay very close attention to what I'm about to talk about on today when we're talking about immersion. Now, if you want to master anything, you got to get all in it. There's no way that you can be lukewarm and expect hot success. There's no way that you're going to create a massive bank account with minimal effort. Can I say that one more time? No massive bank account with minimal effort. Most people put more effort and anxiety that will lead you into depression. Most people put more effort in comparison that will lead you into depression. Most people put more effort in the spirit of offense. These things will lead you into depression. And in the meanwhile, I'm pulling you out of that cave right now, because in the meanwhile, other people will start seeing the success. We cannot do the same thing we did last year in this year, expecting the results we got last year. If you want new results, it got to be a new you. Now, the biggest enemy to your success is a little bit of progress. Now, I don't want anybody on the line, because if you start having some success and you automatically start getting the big head, that means that your head is full of stuff, ain't nothing else can come in, and crap is coming out. When we get this wisdom, these are some real jewels you're going to be learning here on Power Start Your Day, because God is doing a new thing in his servant. So when you start getting this stuff, don't act like you arrived. It got to come with the humility. You must keep the humility along with this. One of the things that you need to do, first and foremost, is say, I got to put in the work. One of the things you got to do when we say choosing your friends wisely is that your team needs to be hearing the same things you're hearing. It's about duplication in leadership, network marketing it is. So if you can't count how many of the people on your team is getting the same jewels, the same mindset, so that now we're all operating on one accord, with the Spirit of the Living God so that now network marketing can begin to see things that they've never seen before. All you got to do is do the work. God is already at work. Hello? God is already at work. So now when we start talking about this thing here, about immersion and engagement, there needs to be a cash calendar set out as to the time that you must put in to what you're trying to get something out of. The time that must be put in. If you want to be like top earners, you got to hang around top earners. So what does that mean? I will see some things out there in the field, and they're telling you, like, okay, it's a home-based business, so everything you're supposed to do is at home. Now, that goes totally even against what God told us, even said, you want to be fishers of men, you got to cast your net deep. You got to be careful of when the world is telling you things that is not really true. You've got to make connections. Yes, we can do it over the phone. Yes, we can do it through the computer. But at some point in time, you need to get in someone's face. That's why you've got to show up so you can engage. If not, you're going to be consistently trying to imitate. Nothing is going to get deeper on the inside of you where you're able to now execute. You're going to always be looking and watching, and you're going to be imitating, and you'll never get to the true you or the new you. Immersion and engagement. When you're immersed in a community, you start looking like it, acting like it, but you're going to be about it. There are so many amazing leaders out there, but Miss Nicola Smith Jackson is trying to be like none of them. This is what we are producing in you at Power Start Your Day. Can you imagine you at your fullest potential, playing full out? It will not happen sitting on the sidelines. It will not happen unless you begin to immerse and engage in the community so that now it starts being easy. If you're consistently hearing, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. Do you understand that God is not a man? He cannot even change his game. He can't change his mind. So the thing is, if he has created us, that faith is built up by hearing and hearing, this is what it is. That's the same way why people are built up in faith of losing, because they keep hearing or hanging around losers. Let me explain something to you. You hang around winners. You immerse yourself in winning. You do the work. Guess what's going to happen? Voila, you're going to start winning. You hang around losers, naysayers, negative people. It's a new year and you still listening to jibber jabber in your ear that took you down, that let all these other people pass you by last year. Are we going to do it again this year? Do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, that time is moving forward and so are the people around you? Uh-oh. You're either going to be doing these three things. It's a new year. You're either going to give up. You're going to say, I don't like what she's saying. I'm out of here. Do you think that's going to stop me from saying what I'm saying? No, it's for the ears who want to hear. You're either going to give in. You're going to give in to what society is telling you, that don't work. They don't work. They lying. And you need to tell them, no, they lying. You lying. Where is your proof? I am living proof, waking up every day, living proof to tell you that if you serve, don't sell, it can move you into places in your life that you've never been before. Show me how many people are they serving with pure heart, clean hands. I need you to hear me. Or you got this next choice, and this is what I recommend. Let's come on into the queue on today, talking about immersion and engagement. We're going to go even deeper. I got to do some videos on these things, because immersion and engagement makes a huge difference. When you go at something every single day, do you guys not even understand that even me being immersed and serving every single day, that the word of God becomes sharper than a two-edged sword coming out of me because of the immersion and the engagement? I'm not just reading this word to come out here and say, oh, I am so smart in the Lord. I'm serving people to wake them up so that they can go to the next level. God will not let me down because he's not going to let you down. Now, I'm bold enough to bring this word into places where people say there's no place for it. How is there no place for God when he's everywhere? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You want your portion, don't you? Immersion and engagement. You got to engage. Press star in the number one and let's come on and let's chat this morning. Let's chat this morning about engagement. That's the first step. You've been listening to Power Start Your Day. Do you know that today is episode 277? 277. It's been 277 opportunities for you to engage if you've been on from the very beginning and you are still on the sideline. No master bank account with minimal effort. Let's start engaging, family. Good morning to you. Good morning. 706 last 49590. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Dr. Julia. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm amazing. Good morning. I'm amazing. I'm a new grandma, too, so I am amazing this morning.
Yes, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, awesome. So thank you so much. Really, from yesterday's call to today's call, it's just been resonating so much with me because I know for me, my block has been that fear, network marketing is new, but I am just willing and open, and I'm going to be coachable. I'm ready to do what I need to do. I am just, you know, hit the ground running, you know, going up here. I know I'm connecting with Rochelle here in Maryland, and just I am just going to be learning all that I can learn, engaging myself, immersing myself to ensure that I'm going to be a success this year because my main goal for myself is to transition from my job that I currently have. So I know I need to put in the work, I need to sacrifice the hours, and I'm going to be doing what I need to do in order to make that move happen for myself. And I need to be open. I need to listen, not just my ears and open my eyes, but I need to open my mind, and my spirit. I am getting that. It is really becoming apparent. I'm feeling excited. I'm ready to move forward, and hopefully, you know, I'm going to be getting the success by serving people, by showing people the phenomenal services in this amazing company and also the promotion opportunities. If you're feeling stuck, if you know you need something different, then you have to do different. And I am finally grasping that concept. And I'm ready to charge forward. I'm just ready to charge forward. And I just want to say thank you so much. You are such an inspiration. You are such a down-to-earth person who connects with people on that level where people really just need to hear it. You need to hear the truth, and you need to start changing. Because once you're really ready to look inward, to let that stuff go from the past, you've made mistakes. It's okay. Let it go. You are a success. You are here because God has made you ready, and you need to start making it happen. So thank you so much, Nicole.
Yo, thank you so much, Dr. Jawea. I can tell you one thing. We are talking about we are going to stay ready. We're not getting ready anymore in this new year. Good morning, 803-7561. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning.
This is Nancy Johnson, and congratulations to you.
Happy New Year. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Nicola, I'm ready to immerse myself. I'm ready to engage. It is my winning season, and I thank God for having you to be the leader of this call because it's a phenomenal call, and I'm always getting fed, and I believe that this will be a winning season. I know this will be a winning season. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you so much, Ms. Nancy. You stay winning. And so to hear to say that's all was needed is a decision to say I'm ready to immerse and engage, because everything you touch, you know what God has done with your hands. You know what it turns into, but it's the decision of immersion and engagement. Once we connect with that, we already know what's about to happen. It's about to be lit, Miss Nancy. Good morning. Good morning. 469, last 4, 4949. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, Nicola. You are on fire this morning. This is Bridget Britt from Texarkana, Arkansas.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. Let me tell you, this business is about evolving. I started off with this company with the vision in mind to make money. Listening to your calls, listening to my upline, it is now a mission for me to be a servant of people. Do you know helping people with their financial matters matters to them? And it gives you a sense of accomplishment because you've helped another human being, and a network marketing company has shown you the way. Do you know how powerful that is?
Absolutely. It ain't about
that turns your money making motivation.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It just evolves your business. It turns your money making motivation to a mission of servanthood. And I'm on fire. I'm immersed, and I am out here to find people that need my help.
There we go. There we go. We're going to even
thank
talk
you,
about.
Thank you, Nicola.
You are so amazing. Thank you. We're going to talk about how they can find you, too. Over the time here, we are listening to what people are saying they need, and we're going to show you how they will find you. And then now you will be able to save them from themselves. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Grandma.
I know. I'm so excited. I don't even care what they call me. They were like, if they call you Grandma, they can't. You know, I've ditched what people think about me a long time ago. I don't care. I'm just excited that we are now moving into the inheritance for our children's children. If you can't hear the excitement in my voice, that I am not worried. I'm not sitting here wondering what's going to happen for our next generation. We're clear, we're on point, and that has given me another light of fire to say many other people need to be prepared. They need to be prepared. And this is the opportunity where you don't have to ask for permission to pass go. You got to just go for it. Good morning, Barbara. What are we sharing this morning?
Wow. I love this. I love this immersement and engagement. You know, I believe that God is the architect of our life and of my life. And I believe that to move forward, you have to get out of your comfort zone. Part of that for me is the eyeball to eyeball, the belly to belly. And it's funny because up until this time in my life that I'm working with this company, I was always belly to belly. I was always, you know, in front. And now I've been working behind the computer. I've been working behind the phone. And what you were saying this morning was what I was feeling, that I have to move out of this house and into my community. And I think it's a little scary. I don't feel like I'm a professional the way I am polished, the way I was in my other professions. But I'm going with the faith. I'm just going to go with the faith of God, and I'm going to just step forward and just keep moving forward. And that is something I'm going to tackle.
Let me tell you something. You stop right there, Barbara. I have worked with you up close and personal, and I would consider myself a professional because I have been immersed and engaged in this industry long enough. The results tell what level of immersion and engagement you have. And when we respect that, it's okay. But if you were to come to me and I was in my salon and I am so many business owners, they're showing up every day in their businesses. They know no way out. They thought they made the best decision at that point. Age is starting to kick in. Time is starting to kick in. And you walked into my salon. The point is, nobody ever walked in to say, I have something that I'd like you to take a look at. Most entrepreneurs, they were already open. They moved past even the employee stage to say, you know what? I don't know all the answers, but at least I know I have a better chance if I can control my hours or control what I want to do or what have you. Entrepreneurs is who we're talking about right now, which most network marketers don't go and even talk to the entrepreneurs. If you had walked in my salon, Barbara, because of your heart, your sincerity, I would at least listen. Remember, guys, when you go and you're talking about prospecting, piquing interest, we say serving, because if you've changed the word, you change the attitude towards what you're doing. Now, I know that I have a different approach than what some people are teaching and saying, but maybe they have a different source, or maybe they have a different angle as to why they're doing what they're doing. And I get that. But I know one thing is that when someone is truly coming in where they're trying to help, even if you don't need the help and you do the other thing, we'll say, okay, everything isn't for everyone. Well, let me ask you this. Who else do you think could benefit from what I'm talking about? Coming from the heart, Barbara, you're going to crush it in 2018. You get out there in the community. Why? Because no one is coming with the fresh idea. And if you're coming from the angle that we're training you here at Power Start Your Day, no one will brush you off like you are the sleazy saleswoman or man. I've not had a person that when I'm sharing with them, and I say, why do I not get the rejection that people are talking about? Because I first accepted what it is that I'm coming to do, which is to help. Barbara, get out there. I can't wait to hear the stories. I need to hear some stories. Guys, don't forget, I asked for you to send in to successwithnicola.com. If you've been listening to Power Start Your Day, engage with us. Let us know how it's been helping your business, your mindset, whatever it is. If you've advanced in your business, whatever it is, if you have a whole fresh idea about what network marketing is about, we want to hear from you. Good morning, 973, last 43084. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Nicola. This is Emma from New Jersey.
Hey, Emma. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I needed to get on this call today, Nicola. You've been talking to me. Oh my God. You've been talking about anxiety, depression. Miss Nicola, before I got into the business with you guys in September, it took me a while. I had a slow start. I was really depressed and everything like that. I started to get on Power Start Your Day, and oh my God, it has just risen me into many levels. I can't even explain it. It's just been so great. I've been coming out, I've been engaging, and just really getting back with God and believing in Him and trusting Him. He has really moved me and blessed me in so many different ways. Once I started to come out and I've even came to different seminars. I go every Thursday now. Everything has just been coming and coming and coming. I don't have to question it anymore. Everything is not about me. I just really just worked on myself, and helping others just became so much easier. So I just wanted to say thank you, thank you. I come on Power Start Your Day, and it really has power started my day all the way to just power starting my whole life. I'm so ready for 2018.
Wow, I am so excited for you, Emma, and you just got the right attitude. The altitude is coming next. I am provoking leaders with true hearts to move to the top. You know, I know that I have been assigned to raise up a different type of leadership. It's not for everybody. But if people can move their hearts and make it take precedence over what's going on in their head. They will move like lightning. We don't want you to wait anymore. It's time to go to the next level, but you've got to embrace a new you. Network marketing will introduce you to the real you. Embrace that invitation. God bless you guys. Let's move forward. Take care.